From Tidbits on November 1st, 2010, this is FireSheep Security Tool Highlights Perils of Open Networks by Rich Mogul. A new Firefox plugin allows anyone to hijack webmail, social networking, and other accounts accessed from the same network. Here's why it's a problem and how to protect yourself, and why our service providers need to fix this immediately. Sometimes in the security world, there are problems we know about for a long time that are mostly ignored until someone finally kicks us in the face with a dramatic demonstration. On October 24, 2010, freelance developer Eric Butler virtually body slammed a large percentage of the internet with the release of FireSheep, a Firefox plugin that enables anyone on the same local network to hijack certain webmail, social networking, shopping, and other sessions without any technical skills. It does not work past a local router. Users on the same network connecting to sites such as Twitter, Yahoo Mail, Hotmail, and Facebook are all potentially vulnerable to FireSheep. For more details, see our original coverage of the problem in Sidejack Jimmy's Open Gmail, Other Services in August of 2007. How FireSheep works. FireSheep is based on a simple premise. The plugin constantly sniffs the local network for web page requests from a browser to a site that FireSheep knows about. When a request is made, FireSheep extracts a browser cookie from the web request and offers its user the chance to hop onto the session at the vulnerable site as if he or she were the hijacked party. This attack is known as HTTP session hijacking or sidejacking. You don't need to steal a user's username and password, just the special bits of information that keep his or her session active with the site they are visiting. This includes a unique token sent by the web server to the browser. For some sites, a few other details are also captured. One of the problems when building a web application is keeping track of users logged into your site. Unlike pre-web network applications, the network protocol the web uses, HTTP, is stateless. This means the protocol itself doesn't include any way to maintain a persistent idea of who is retrieving pages from one request to the next, unlike many other protocols. With HTTP, your web browser merely sends a series of requests for pieces of data to one or more web servers specified in an HTML page, but all these are independent actions. Your browser builds all the return data into the web page. Web browsers and servers can use HTTP authentication to maintain a session, but it has an awkward interface, a pop-up dialog, and security model problems. Some private sites may use this kind of login instead of a web page login, but it's not common. This is in contrast to communications protocols like FTP or SSH, which build a connection when you log in. This connection is unique to that login and maintained until it's manually disconnected or times out from lack of use. It's like making a phone call. To solve this problem, the masters of the internet, that would be Netscape back in the 1990s, created the infamous cookie. A cookie is merely a bit of text that's stored in your browser's memory or as a persistent file on your hard drive. Barring a security failure, of which we've seen many, one site can never peek at the cookie set by another site. Thus, a site can see or can set your cookie, can set your user and or session ID as a cookie, and then use that to track you as you browse around. Other cookies keep track of things like your personal settings and preferences. The problem is that if someone else obtains a copy of that cookie, unless the server implements additional security measures, it's trivial for the attacker to impersonate you to the server. And those security measures are very hard to implement if you set cookies that work across multiple sessions, as is done every time you check the Keep Me Logged In button on a site. To ferret out these cookies, FireSheep merely sniffs the network to which the machine it's running is connected, then presents them in a nice user interface and enables a person running FireSheep to sidejack any interesting sessions. I use the term sidejack since the users themselves are still logged into the site. FireSheep hasn't hijacked and taken their connections away. FireSheep is not the first tool to do this. Hamster and Ferret by Errata Security have been around for 3 years before in the same attack, but FireSheep is elegant and insanely easy to use. It includes profiles of 26 sites that can be sidejacked. Keep in mind, sidejacking works anytime you are on the same network as the attacker, unless that network implements security to isolate traffic from sniffing. Most often see this on open hotspot networks that use Wi-Fi or over Ethernet in places like hotels. You may even have seen this yourself when you launch iTunes in some location and see other users' shared libraries. Why FireSheep works only on some sites. You might be saying to yourself, but I know my username and password are encrypted when I log into Facebook, Twitter, whatever, so how can someone still sidejack my session? Most major sites encrypt your login using something called SSL/TLS, commonly, though erroneously, shortened to just SSL. SSL encrypts a browser's communication with the server, protecting you from someone sniffing on the local network. SSL is exactly how to prevent an attack like sidejacking. The problem is that while sites may encrypt your username and password, they then drop the rest of your session back down to an unencrypted state. Your password is protected, but your browser sends the cookie to the site with every single request, and thus it's completely exposed to the attacker. You may be protected from someone harvesting your credentials to log in as you from their home later, but until that cookie changes and you are on another network, they have full access to your account. They can even change your password and lock you out of your own account. The only way a site can protect against hijacking is to encrypt the entire session, including all the cookie changes. Google's Gmail and Apple's mobile email are examples of services that do exactly that. You can never establish an unencrypted connection with their servers. The owner of the site also needs to set a special cookie so an attacker can't trick your browser into sending it in an unencrypted session. These cookies will be sent to the server only over an encrypted connection, and the feature is built into all major web browsers. Even if a site uses SSL, the moment you attempt to connect to a non-SSL version of the site, which happens if you type the address in with HTTP or instead of HTTPS at the start, or somebody else sends you a link, your browser sends your cookie unless it uses that special protection. In other words, this is a problem you can't fix yourself and which must be resolved by the people developing the sites you visit. Now, why don't all sites use SSL? If the fix is so easy, full session SSL and protected cookies, we'd think every site, especially major webmail, retail, and social networking providers, would implement the feature. The problem is that many of these companies fear the extra cost of full session SSL since it requires extra processing power to handle all the encryption. SSL is already an option on every web server. The bigger the site, the greater the fear of their additional cost. But Google, whom I often criticize for their privacy foibles, recently implemented full session SSL for their Gmail connections. And in a blog post, Adam Langley of Google stated, "We had to deploy no additional machines and no special hardware." Thus, these fears seem to be unfounded, and there's no longer any real excuse for leaving users so unprotected. To be honest, as simple as hijacking is, it hasn't been the sort of thing most people had to worry about unless they spent time at security and hacker conferences like DEF CON. Previous tools took significant technical knowledge to utilize and weren't well known outside of security circles. But now that FireSheep is a simple Firefox add-on, your grandmother could take over your Facebook account when you connect your laptop to her Wi-Fi network during those boring family visits. How to protect yourself. The reality is, there's only so much you can do to protect yourself until the sites you visit build in the proper security measures. If you have the option, you can send all your traffic over an encrypted VPN, virtual private network, although you're still vulnerable to hijacking where your VPN connects. For example, at your work network. If you do use a VPN, keep a careful eye on your connection status, especially on iOS devices that frequently drop VPN connections and leave your traffic unprotected. There are two Firefox plugins that force your browser to use SSL sessions for sites that support them. HTTPS Everywhere works with a preset list of sites built into the plugin, while Force TLS lets you specify your own site list. Both of these are mentioned in an updated post by FireSheep's creator. Finally, you can avoid using public Wi-Fi networks. This isn't an option for many people, but for years now I've avoided them by using a 3G wireless for my mobile access, either a 3G card, portable router, or by turning off Wi-Fi on my iPhone. That limits my risk to Verizon or AT&T hijacking me, which I consider pretty darn low. As with many security issues hyped in the headlines, FireSheep isn't the sort of thing that should keep you up at night. But if you frequently use public networks, wired or wireless, you might try to stick to sites that use full session SSL as much as possible, or take the other precautions noted above. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and the Data Rescue Center. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Rich Mogul, and thanks for listening.